Now we will have in succession the twin transcendental pujaris of this world headquarters of the Hare Krishna movement. I'll begin with requesting His Grace Jananivas Prabhu to kindly come and make his offering.
Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivashisha Sanyavari. Paschatyadeshatayini. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garatha Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari, Hari. Thank you. Mahaprasad. So there's a little story that Srila Prabhupada performed to, it was illustrating Srila Prabhupada according to time and circumstance. And this was in 1972, we were still living in the Bhajan Kutir, and Srila Prabhupada came at the end of 1972, beginning and the end of 1972. And Bhavananda Prabhu was the president that time. And so when Prabhupada arrived, Bhavananda approached Srila Prabhupada and said that, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees here, they are taking this khajur ras. Khajur ras is the date trees. They cut the date trees and they get the sap from it and they boil it down and they make a sugar, molasses. Khajur gur is famous in Bengal. Very nice, it tastes like chocolate. And Srila Prabhupada said the devotees, they're drinking this khajur ras. If you leave it until after the sun rises, it starts to ferment and it becomes alcoholic. So Bhavananda was saying, Srila Prabhupada, they're taking this khajur ras, it's very strong intoxicant, just like whiskey. And the devotees are drinking it, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, oh, really, really, he's showing his concern. But he didn't say anything else. So next morning, we would all have darshan with Prabhupada in the Bhajan Kutir. And one of the devotees there, his name was Dwijahari Prabhu. He was, I think he was a Marine, he was American, South American, but he was a kind of a real tough guy. And we were sitting down and he said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes me and the boys, we take a japa walk down the road and they're making this khajur ras. And we take that ras and we drink it and it's really good, bro. It sounded like, you know, me and the boys, we go down the road and knock a few back down to the bar. The way he said it sounded, it was funny. And Prabhupada was, oh, really? You know, he was. So now Prabhupada had heard two sides. He heard the management side, they're drinking this whiskey, and the other side, how the devotees are liking it. So the next day, during the darshan time, then Shruti Kirti Prabhu came with a glass of khajur ras. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, would you like some khajur ras? And Prabhupada, he took it and he looked at it and he smelt it. Prabhupada knew very well what khajur ras, he's a Bengali, he was born in Bengal, everybody knows. But anyway, he kind of looked at it as if he was examining it and testing it. He took a few drops. It was very nice. Took a few more. Then he said to Shruti Kirti, bring me another glass. An empty glass, not Prabhupada's glass. Then he poured his glass into the empty glass and he said to Shruti, now you pass it round, give all the devotees here a drink of the khajur ras. So he passed it round and everybody was, and Bhavananda sitting there, you know, couldn't get his way. So So it's a little example of how Prabhupada, according to the time and circumstances. Because this is the Tirubhava, generally it's one of sadness as well. But Prabhupada was, wherever Prabhupada was, we became happy. So anyway, I'll tell a story of the last time Srila Prabhupada was in here, in Sridhar Mayapur, 1977. And he was leaving, he was going to Vrindavan, and so the kirtan was going on. Everywhere Prabhupada went, we had kirtan to greet him, to see him off. And so the kirtan was going on, waiting for Prabhupada to come down the stairs from his lotus building. And we were doing the deity worship. At that time, only small Radha Madhava and Gauranga were here, Mayapur Chandra. And so I was serving Radha Madhava. And we could tell where Prabhupada was according to the intensity of the kirtan. The kirtan was going on, but where Prabhupada made his appearance, then immediately he would pick up. So like that, we could understand the movements of Prabhupada by hearing the kirtan. And the kirtan was going on, and then suddenly it got more intensified, and that means Prabhupada's coming out of his rooms, and so everybody's getting more excited. And yeah, then Prabhupada comes out onto the veranda, you can hear the kirtan got louder, and then we could understand he's on the steps, he's on his way down, now he's on his way to the road. And I'm bathing the deities, Radha Madhava, cleaning, doing the morning puja, and my heart is torn between the two. I wanted to go and see Prabhupada, but I'm in the middle of deity worship. It's an injunction that you should not break your deity worship. Once you've started the worship, you should not get up and leave and go to do something else. So I was torn between the two. Prabhupada is leaving, and the injunction. I was halfway through bathing the deities. Then all of a sudden, I just jumped up. I'm running out to see Prabhupada. He just got in the car at that time, and he just started to leave. So that was the last time I saw him. So the car was going down the road. It went quite slowly so the devotees could keep up. Everyone was running down along with Prabhupada. And I was running down. I got by the side of the car and looking in the window, I could see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada looked, and he looked at me. I don't know what the look was, but it was one of those looks. And he was gazing into my eyes. I was gazing into his eyes. And he actually moved, because Shruti Kirti was there, and he looking directly into my eyes. And even Shruti Kirti was, he saw Prabhupada, and he kind of, what's Prabhupada looking at? But I don't know what it was, but it went into my heart. And then Navadyenga Swami was there. And he said, where is that tall fan? And those palm leaf fans. Because in those days, I don't know the ambassador cars, that was the only car in India. I don't know if they had the AC or not. So anyway, Prabhupada, they wanted a toll fan, which Navagandhi Swami had given. He asked me if I could get some for Prabhupada, a fan for Prabhupada. So I got it for him a couple of days before he had asked me. I gave him one, I kept one for myself. And then the Abhinandagendra Swami said, where's that tall fan? I said, I gave it to you. He said, I don't know, you got another one? I said, I've got another one in my room. He said, go and get it. And I thought, am I have time to run to my room and get the fan? And when Prabhupada's already halfway, I thought, it's hope against, no, I won't be able to do that. I don't have enough time. So I looked at him and, you ordered the fan, I gave it to you. But I'm not going to go back. And I kept on running. down the side of the car until Prabhupada got to the gate, and then he picked up speed and everybody just remained motionless for some time. And then later on in the car, after quite some considerable time, Prabhupada was quiet. He didn't say anything. Then after some time, he spoke and he said, "Who is the strongest, Krishna or Balaram?" And the devotees, "I think Balaram must be the strongest because, you know, he's the holder of the universe. He's an antadevik." Another devotee said, "Well, the name Bala means strong, so I think Balaram is strongest." The Prabhupada said, "No, Krishna is stronger." He said, "Haven't you seen in Vrindavan how Balaram has to take rest on Krishna? So therefore Krishna is strong." So anyway, it shows that Prabhupada, he was just leaving Mayapur, but where was his consciousness? It was already in Vrindavan. He was on his way to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai go premanandi. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Damodar Das Prabhu.